This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Physical therapy clinics. Do you need to market? Do patients just show up? Well, I think all of us know that that's not true. Maybe it was true a few years ago, back in the good old days, but absolutely no longer. Today's show is dedicated to marketing, and joining me today is Nitin Chhoda, who is a physical therapist first and foremost, but his passion is marketing, and he is an expert, has a blog site, therapynewsletter.com. Nitin, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm glad to be here. I feel honored to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Now, you told me earlier that your passion is marketing. Is this something that you're running a physical therapy clinic? Is this something that comes naturally to you?
Yeah, it always has, because I've been self-employed and had my own business since I was 12 years old, and I used to work as a fitness professional before I became a physical therapist. So I've worked pretty hard to sell as opposed to treat before I became a physical therapist. And somewhere along the line, when we become physical therapists, we become better at treating, and we forget how to sell. And for me, it's been the other way around.
Okay. So you are now running this therapy newsletter, which is certainly an excellent, sounds to me like a great idea. Can you just tell our listeners just a little bit about that?
Sure. Most physical therapists in private practices don't have an automatic and precise system on how they can communicate with their patients. What therapy newsletter is it's a done-for-you newsletter that's written for you, the therapist, twice a month. And what the therapist has to do once they become members of the newsletter service, which is a nominal fee, they can customize the newsletter with their name, their clinic, their website, their logo, everything they want. They can even customize the content. It literally takes about 10 minutes to do that online. And you then have three options as a therapist to distribute the newsletter. We can distribute it for you automatically twice a month via email, so you don't even have to send it out to your patients. We do the sending for you, and it looks like it came from your clinic. Mm-hmm. You can print the newsletter, because we give you a PDF file of the newsletter, and you can even fax it to doctors. So what it is it's a complete marketing system. It's a newsletter that's written with the patient in mind, that is fully customizable, and a great marketing tool for the physical therapist in private practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, very good. It sounds interesting, and certainly if anyone has an interest in that, you want to send me a quick email to feedback@pttalker.com. I'll be happy to forward that on to Nitin. But Nitin, one of the things I want to talk to you about today was how our listeners might be able to better utilize their presence on the Internet. And I think you have some thoughts regarding physical therapy websites, clinic websites, et cetera, and how they should be used. What are some of your thoughts about that?
Well, there are three components of success in a physical therapy website. Number one is search engine presence. Mm-hmm. Your website has to be found by the visitor. Number two, a mechanism to collect visitors' information. Now, when I say information, I don't mean private information like their address or something like their insurance information, stuff like that. I mean basic information like perhaps a name, email, and phone number at the very least.
Okay.
And number three, a process on how to follow up with them. Most physical therapy websites have none, and I'm sorry to say that, none of the three systems in place, or one or maybe two, but I've seen very few websites have all three systems in place. Well, I can break them down for you if you like.
Well, I was going to say, let's start out with those search engines. Is that going to be something where your answer is, well, you pay an SEO expert thousands of dollars and they'll get you to come up on the first page of Google?
It's not required. There are some very basic principles. As long as your keyword and each clinic should have a list of at least 10 keywords that they want to rank for. For example, I'm located in Hackensack, which is a small town in New Jersey. So my keywords would be physical therapy Hackensack, physical therapist Hackensack, Hackensack physical therapy clinic Hackensack, and similar keywords for surrounding towns. So these keywords are essentially words that patients use to search for on the internet.
Okay, now just as clarification, when you say a keyword, you've got to have physical therapy Hackensack and then physical therapist Hackensack. Is that in your vernacular two words or two?
Well, that's a good question.
Two tags or
that's
whatever?
One keyword. The phrase keywords,
yeah,
or rather keyword, could refer to more than one word.
Okay, yeah.
So when I say physical therapy Hackensack, that's one keyword.
Yep. And then you've got to do it in any version that someone might search you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Each clinic should have at least five towns that they want to target patients in, you know, perhaps even more,
mm-hmm.
each location. And for each of those five towns, it's important for the clinic owner to sit down and write out 10 keywords. So you'll end up with a list of 40 to 50 keywords. And those keywords have to be sprinkled across the content of the website, across the title tag, which is specifically in the pages on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a function called description, which is a part of how website code is written. It may sound complicated, but it's pretty easy to do, and there are a lot of free tools available online. And you could easily find a college student to do something like that for you at $8-$10 an hour. It's not. You shouldn't pay anybody more than a couple of $100 to optimize your website.
Wow. Okay, that's got to be a good piece of advice for everybody, because my assumption was it was much more expensive than that.
It can be if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. Let's go to your second point. Describe that a little bit more. Give us a little bit more detail.
When a visitor visits your website, they must get some sort of an incentive to volunteer their information. It's not enough to say, call us today, mm-hmm. or, you know, enter your name, email, and information to schedule an appointment. That is not enough. One of the most famous marketers in the world is called Dan Kennedy, and I've been reading a lot of his books for a while now, and Dan Kennedy says, imagine your patient, and this may not sound very politically correct, but imagine your patient as a big, lazy, lumbering sloth who's unwilling to take action. Now, I don't say this because I'm criticizing patients. I'm saying this because we as physical therapists have to understand that patients who come to our website or prospects who come to our website will not take action unless we give them a strong reason to. They'll just, you know, come to your website and leave.
Sure. I mean, that's basic consumerism, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, these days it's even worse, Jeff, because the consumer has so many options. We live in an age where simple, basic advertising is not enough,
mm-hmm.
let alone, you know, having a good website. A strong incentive for the patient, for example, telling the patient that they can download free ebooks on arthritis, on low back pain, on general health and fitness, by simply providing their name and email address and mentioning that, you know, we need your name and email so we know where to send you the ebooks. That is a way of capturing their name and email.
Yeah.
That's one way. Another way is to simply say, call us today for a free massage available, or something along those lines. Or, you know, for a free DVD on low back pain, only available to the first 10 callers this week.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we must exhibit scarcity and urgency, which we don't, on our website, so that visitors can take action. And what's the action we want them to take? We either get them to give us their information, or the ideal outcome is the phone call leading to the appointment. That would be step two. And step three, which I think is criminal if you ignore it, is a clear system on how to deal with the prospects when the interest comes in. Most prospects, when they call a clinic, they get a receptionist who says, what kind of insurance do you have? And, you know, the prospect goes, well, I have Cigna, Blue Cross, I have Cigna. And then the receptionist usually says, okay, we accept that or we don't accept that. That's not the right way to speak to a patient. They should be spoken to as if they're important and invaluable, and a patient should be welcomed into the clinic regardless of whether you accept their insurance or not, because there's always an option to give them a cash discount or make them aware of their out-of-network benefits. Mm-hmm. And a lot of practices that I coach and that I speak with make this one error. A lot of patients can be lost over the phone. But the key is to get them in when they call you. And another free way and a very, very powerful way is to send them email sequences. Once you capture their email address, don't just send them an email once in 3 months telling them when you have a seminar, but send them an email every other week, preferably a newsletter that tells them about different conditions and over a period of time convinces them that you are the physical therapy provider of choice in the community. I'm talking about consistency of contact.
Mm-hmm. And so now if physical therapists follow these three procedures as far as their website, what kind of results should they expect to see?
For every 100 visitors who visit your website a month, I've seen results of between 4 to 5% conversion, which means for every 100 visitors to your website, you should expect 4 to 5 new patients as long as these systems are in place. So it really depends on how many visitors you get to your site every month. And as you know, Jeff, there are ways to track that. There's mm-hmm. there's a free tool that Google provides called Google Analytics that allows you to track how many visitors come to your site. But I've seen some clinics that have about 2,000 visitors a month that actually get anywhere from 20 to 30 patients a month solely through the internet.
Wow! How do you? I don't know what we're getting something on our line. How do you address the physical therapist that has a hard time keeping their website current and dynamic? Are there tricks that they can do to keep information fresh?
Well, that's a great question. The availability of fresh content is important to websites because that allows Google and other search engines to rank your website higher when they see fresh content on your site. And there are two ways to do this. You can either write the content yourself, which most therapists don't have the time to, or the second is you can hire a company that syndicates content or writes content for you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as updating the website, there's a bunch of softwares out there, and there are a couple of free ones that allow you to edit pages on your website. And if you Google free HTML software, mm-hmm. or rather free HTML editing software, you'll be able to find something that allows you to make changes to your own web pages. And most importantly, save you a lot of money, because some web designers can charge you $40, $50, $60
sure.
an hour.
Yeah.
And if you can master some basic skills on how to make changes to your website, then that should make it pretty easy for physical therapists to edit their pages themselves. And
yeah.
and all you would do is go on YouTube and type out how to edit HTML pages, and you'll get tons of videos that show you how to take your website, download it to your computer, make changes, and then upload it back to the internet to reflect your changes.
That's great. All helpful information. Nitin, tell our listeners how they would find you if they wanted to get more information or wanted to engage you in a conversation.
Sure. I have a blog called Nitin360.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nitin360.com. And on my blog, I often, every 3 days, I write an article on how to market your physical therapy private practice. I also have some bonuses where you can get over 8 hours of audio interviews that I've conducted with experts in fitness and physical therapy, and we reveal a lot of strategies on how you can market your practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you want some content for your newsletter and want a ready-made newsletter, then you can visit therapynewsletter.com. And my phone numbers and my contact information are also on the site.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we're out of time, but Nitin, thank you so much for talking to us today. And Nitin Chhoda has been our guest on PT Talker. And Nitin, you just real quickly, if anyone might want to know, how long have you been a practicing physical therapist?
3 years now.
3 years. Okay, excellent. All right, well, Nitin Chhoda has been our guest. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Again, my name is Jeff Worrell, and I've been your host today. We want to remind you that previous editions of PT Talker are available on iTunes. And I want to say a quick hi to Clark in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for the email as a new subscriber to our podcast. Everybody, you know that we are available every Thursday at www.pttalker.com. And this is certainly the place to come for business news and ideas just for therapists. I want to thank you for joining us again and say so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.